we go to the roundup, where we have a couple of issues to be discussed. Michelle, how do you suggest we proceed?
Well, I don't think the disclosure team is here, so maybe... maybe we won't do that one first.
I'll wait for Mariella first.
That's okay. Let's do the project update, which is the agenda, and the working with National Standards Letter. So 6A and 6B, and then we'll do 6C, and then if Peter's got any comments on the feasibility studies. Is that okay?
All right.
Okay, so paper 6A is the normal paper that I present, and the key points are in Appendix A, which is the agenda for the proposed meeting in December. Then Appendix B is just an update of where we are and when we would foresee bringing papers to the ASAP. And Appendix C is a summary of what we've done with the advice, or plan to do with the advice we received at the last meeting. So turning to Appendix A, that is the agenda for the meeting in December. I know we had some comments about me sending this around by email, which I will do when I get back off holiday. But if you have any comments at the moment on what is proposed for the December meeting, that would be useful.
Sure. Just one suggestion about the December meeting. Because we all know that the insurance contract project is at the final stage, and the board has finished the testing, you know, and try to draft in the final standards. Whether it's possible for December meeting, the board could provide some update on the insurance contract standards and what kind of final, maybe small concerns arising or something like that.
I could ask the staff if they could give you an update of what has come out of the drafting process, if that is useful. But it would definitely just be an update.
Okay. Chris?
So we're pretty keen to give an update on cryptocurrency, subject to where we get to with our chat tomorrow.
I'm sorry, I'm what?
Cryptocurrency, so Bitcoin and some of those other things. And I'm also interested in, is anyone else getting a push to do things related to country by country reporting or to provide more effective tax disclosures?
Oh yeah.
You need to go to Europe.
Don't go there.
Okay, because we've been asked to come up with an effective tax rate disclosure. And so I'm thinking that there's some implications for disclosures that we already have in financial statements. So if people are interested, I'm happy to do a paper on that as well.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay.
All right.
So that's A, and then... So then I think this one's B, which was the work with National Standard Setters. So we had an update at World Standard Setters about some of the work we've been doing and the strategy, which we've discussed before. And so in this paper, I just set out in appendix, I went through the contracts, the projects that are on the board's agenda and how we were proposing to work with NSS in those projects. One thing we did think about was whether it might be useful at one of the ASAF meetings to have a discussion about the work you were doing additionally as well, so sort of research areas that you might be looking at. Mm-hmm. So if that's useful, we may put that on the December agenda.
Agreed.
Yep. Okay, so it's really whether you have any comments on the proposals on Appendix B of paper 6. If not, you can always email them to me because it's pretty late in the day and it's been a long week.
And it can be taken again in December.
Yeah.
Is it still...
Sorry.
So just a couple of quick things. It would be really handy if you could give us indications of dates of when the pre-ballot drafts of forthcoming standards are expected to be available.
Is that the one on insurance specific? Mm-hmm. Thought it might be. I will talk to the insurance team and get back to you.
General proposition, sure.
Yeah. Okay. I probably can do that. But that, I mean, their expected date, and you know, then they're drafting something goes wrong, and it goes back a couple of weeks while you just deal with whether that should be
it's
a
okay,
or
Michelle, we won't hoist you on a petard if you don't make the date.
That's good. So we'll try. I'll take that as an action point.
Andrew.
Andrew.
I'm not sure what a petard actually is, but anyway.
Neither was I.
So you should go. Petard means petard.
Very good. Thank you.
What does she need?
Anyway, to the point, is it still kind of on your to-do list to present terms of reference for joint working with national standard setters? And
yeah, when we get to the point that we have got a clear idea of the joint projects, and when we get a bigger point, we're going to set terms of reference and have a project sponsor. So We will do that. We haven't changed that since we've agreed it with the trustees.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
So in one of those examples of working with NSS, I'm going to hand over to Mariella and Rachel.
All right. Hello. Good afternoon. We met actually yesterday at breakfast with some of you. The purpose of this slot is to share with you a piece of work that we will be undertaking in the next few weeks. And what we are planning to do is to produce and publish a report that will include examples of entities that have gone through the process of improving the way they communicate in their financial statements. And the purpose of this work and this report will be to basically demonstrate that better communication is possible, and also, why not, to inspire people and other preparers to undertake improvements in the way they communicate. And for the purposes of undertaking this exercise, we would like to ask you whether you could identify entities in your jurisdictions that have gone through the process of improving the way they communicate, that would be willing to talk to us, that would be willing also to appear in such a report. We don't anticipate the report to be lengthy. We think that the report will only include a limited number of entities. We want to keep the report short and punchy, as Rachel said. And we would like also to focus on the principles of disclosures, so to gather examples that would illustrate the principles of disclosures that will be included in the DP for the principles of disclosures DP in the next few months. And what we are interested in doing is to go through the process those entities went through, so to understand their starting point, the process they went through to improve, and the improvement itself. And to do so, then we would like to ask your help to identify those candidates. And this is the information that we wanted to share with you. If you have any generic questions, please go ahead. If you don't have any specific questions, we can take them offline.
So if you want to illustrate your principles of disclosure, can you maybe just give us a couple of key criteria that you might be actually looking for that?
Well, one of the examples, for example, is one of the principles of effective communication is when entities start using entity-specific language in the way they describe, for example, accounting policies. So we are aware that some companies have started from a point where they were using boilerplates, but they went through this process of improvement, and what they've done is using more entity-specific language to deal with those accounting policies disclosures in their reports. So that would be one of the principles, one of the examples that would illustrate that entity-specific language in the report is one way of applying the principles of effective communication.
Given the fact that the principles of disclosure, the disclosure document is not out yet, it might be a bit difficult to...
A pre-ballot
We do, the appendix to the paper has actually set out what those principles are in the principles of disclosure document, and so hopefully that should give, okay, but has that answered your question, Chris? Was it more about the sort of companies that we're looking for that you were asking?
No, it was really, so what you're looking for is, if I go and have a look at page 5 onwards, if we were looking at something and we had a specific example of any one of those things, that's what you're looking for.
But
I think basically it is companies that already went through the effort of, in the spirit of the disclosure initiative, which is to break the boilerplate and to look at, you know, meaningful disclosures in the process, perhaps cutting down volume a little bit. And there have been a lot of companies that have done so.
But if you sort of look at those will be a major suite of changes that they've done. So there could be others that have done particularly some aspect of this well. So I was just trying to work out whether you're more interested in the holistic, I've done everything, or whether you actually wanted some specific examples which might just be for a particular piece. Because it depends what you want us to go looking for.
I think the idea is that we're looking at sort of case studies. Now, obviously, we're not going to be able to take a whole company's sort of improvements that they've done and put that into a report, because otherwise we'd end up with really, really long reports. So we're going to have to pick pieces out of it that actually illustrate it. I think, to some extent, we'd perhaps like a mixture of that, those sort of things. So some companies where there's particular areas that they've really improved, or, you know, examples of companies that have gone through a holistic exercise, and then we can use bits and pieces from that holistic exercise to illustrate it. So, yes, it could be a mixture of the two, I think.
Okay.
Jim?
So this week, and it focused on the application of US GAAP, but I think these principles cross frameworks. The Financial Reporting Executives Foundation and E&Y published a report called Disclosure Effectiveness in Action, Companies Make Significant Strides. And it goes through, and they have principles, they probably don't line one-to-one for your principles, but they're nearly identical.
Okay.
And they go through each principle and then illustrate in filings how they've applied those principles in practice, and they name companies. I don't know whether they got companies' permission, it's public data, but I suspect that companies were pretty proud to be included in that. And so that was published this week, and so you can certainly find those examples.
Right. Yeah, we're aware there are a number of examples of, you know, sort of reports of that type sort of going through. We thought it would be particularly helpful for us as a standard setter to actually look at those sort of examples, because I think that might actually help this behavioural change that we're looking to affect through the disclosure initiative.
Jean?
One of the AOSSG member countries recommended two companies as an example of better communication. One is the listed telecom company, Telecom Malaysia Berhad, that has been the winner of the award for the most outstanding annual report for the year, continuously for the last few years. The other one is a listed financial institution, Malayan Banking Berhad, that has also been a winner of the award.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Finally,
I'm just going to hand over to Peter, who's going to talk about feasibility studies.
Yeah, I think there's a request for us to clarify a little bit about the feasibility study, so I'll just say a couple of words about that. I think in retrospect it was probably a mistake to invent the term feasibility studies, because it's given people the impression that it's a separate kind of project, and it's not really. They're just projects that are on the research pipeline. The reason we coined the term is because they've got a sort of common characteristic, which is that the work we envisage at this stage is relatively limited, and we think will mainly be discussion with people. And if the project we're aiming to do is successful, it will involve relatively little work in terms of sort of drafting, although it might have a significant effect, but the drafting work will be relatively narrow. So that is why we coined this term, but they weren't intended to be a separate type of project. In terms of the research pipeline as a whole, they're not on the active research program at the moment. We certainly won't be starting any of them up this year. In the early part of next year, we'll start to think about the timing and sequencing
to make sure we bring them to the board in an orderly fashion, that we don't have too many things on the go at the same time. Does anybody have any questions on either on those feasibility studies, so-called, or the rest of the pipeline?
Okay, well, this brings us to the end of this meeting and of a slightly shorter week than last year, but still a tiring week. So I wish everybody a very safe trip home and a very pleasant weekend. And thank you for participating all week long. Thank you.